And along those lines, is Ben.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. You're listening to Ryan Pace's preseason press conference right now.
For him, and a combination that he's gotten better every single year. So it's a combination of what he can do at that position, along with what he brings on special teams. It's hard to find tight ends that can be positive contributors on special teams like he can, and he brings a lot to that area as well.
Are you confident he would be able to step in and Matt could still run the offense the way he'd like to if Trey has to miss some time?
Yeah, we're very confident in Ben.
What, in your opinion, is the next step for Eddie Jackson as he continues his
growth? Oh, man, just keep on doing the things that he's doing. You know, he wants to be great. He's not satisfied by any means. He's very hungry, and just continue to stay on that track. One of the hardest positions to find is that ball hawk, rangy, free safety, and that Eddie fits that to a T.
How have you seen him sort of approach his offseason here and in through camp, given all the success he had a year ago?
Yeah, I just feel like his leadership's expanding. You know, he's very natural and comfortable as a leader on this defense, and that just comes with experience.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right.
That was Bears GM Ryan Pace. Some interesting things there, and maybe a couple of our suspicions that we were worried about got confirmed. We'll talk about it next. I'm Rick Camp. He is David Schuster. We'll be right back and get your reaction. We want your thoughts from what you heard from Ryan Pace as well. 312-644-6767. 670-11 on the text line. This is The Score.
Thursday. Join The Score for the launch of the regular football season live from the lobby at 1-2 Prue with The Score's Back to Football all-day broadcast starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Haw, Bernstein and McKnight at 9, Lawrence Holmes at noon, and Mack and Parkins from 2 to 5:35. Your favorite Score shows, special football guests, and fun activities all day only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Lou Mitchell's and Sweetwater Tavern and Grill.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
It's easy to donate your car, boat, or real estate at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Our donation experts will ensure your donation experience is quick and easy. Plus, you'll receive a maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hey, sleepy.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from jcp.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This Labor Day, you can turn your Pinterest board into a reality with furniture and home decor from HomeDepot.com. Now you can get everything you've always dreamed of, from charming couches to chic coffee tables. And with perks like free delivery and easy in-store returns, your home will look even better than your Pinterest board. Save up to 40% on furniture online at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. U.S. only. Offer valid through September 8th. Limitations apply.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got four free LG Stylo 5 phones, four lines for just $25 per line per month. I smashed up the car and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes, it's completely smashed. But four free phones.
Switch to Boost and get four lines for just $25 per line per month. Four free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year and the last chance to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
And the top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald. They will host Ohio State, Iowa, Purdue, and more. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
Welcome back. Hour five. I didn't need to count this time. David Schuster and Rick Camp. We're here until 12:45, until Cubs pregame. You just heard from Bears GM Ryan Pace, and I really think the main thing that came out of that is Trey Burton's a legitimate, I would assume he's on the injury report. He's going to be questionable for week one.
Game time decision. That was the question asked of him, and he didn't answer that. He said, well, might be, could be, who knows. Right. So, you know, they'll just have to wait the next couple of days. Unfortunately, he's come up with this injury on the cusp of the beginning of the season, and so doesn't help matters.
No, and to be clear, this is, as Ryan Pace said, this is not related to the sports hernia surgery. Said it's an unrelated mild groin strain.
It's not related, but sometimes when you have one injury,
yeah, it's a cascade effect.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. And they're pretty close, obviously, so you know, it could be. By the way, this hour brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, and this segment brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview Homes will buy your home today. GrandviewHomes.com for more information.
And there's a lot of pumping up Adam Shaheen. They are very confident in Adam Shaheen. And I think the way the roster has fallen out proves that they think he's going to produce and stay healthy. And especially if Trey Burton is not able to go week one. Now, I know it was brought up, he's more of your traditional, like, Y or inline tight end as opposed to the move guy. But he's going to have to fill that role if it comes down to it.
Listen, a lot of time and other things have been invested in Adam Shaheen. What was he, a third-round pick, if I remember
correctly?
Second-round pick, okay, excuse me. And yes, again, he went to the very small college, and the competition, obviously, at the level that he was, and he performed very well at that level, was not all that good against him, but it was a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, invested time and money, and they've also, you know, have high hopes for him being, again, specifically a big target in the red zone. So here's, once again, he's got a chance. He's had some injuries also, yeah, like a lot of players. But here's his chance to shine and take advantage of the situation And maybe he will, but hopefully also both guys can. I mean, you really don't want your starter to go down with injury, but, you know, hopefully you can have them both on the field. Listen, the Bears do play, as you made mention, Rick. Mm-hmm. They play a lot of two tight end sets, so hopefully they can both be on the field.
Yeah, and another thing that I took from the Warren Sharp football preview is that two tight end sets, 12 personnel, so one running back, two tight ends, that is the where you actually find more in terms of efficiency of explosive plays, and really not even explosive plays, but just success rate and early downs. A lot of that comes from 12 personnel because you're able to keep bigger personnel defensively on the field and be able to be effective with your offense, be just as effective. That's, in theory, what the Bears were looking for with Shaheen and Burton together, to have that possibility, but they just have not both been able to stay healthy at the same time.
Well, we'll ask this. We'll ask that specifically of Mark Grody when he comes up here in just a little bit, but I also want to ask him this because it was interesting. The last preseason game, which was another snoozer because nobody played,
right?
But before the game, you know, when they introduced the players, they introduced the starters on both the offense and the defense for the regular season, because none of those guys played. So David Montgomery was actually introduced as the one of the offensive starters, and that was ironic because myself and Dave Kerner from BBM, we went up to him after the game and we said, should we read anything into that? You were introduced as a starter. Are you a starter? And basically it was like a no comment from him.
Yeah.
You know, basically I can't say anything. But during those introductions, I think Tariq Cohen was also introduced along with him. So you're going to see a lot of times both those guys on the field at the same time.
Yeah, I would not be surprised with that at all. And maybe just early in the season. And this could be, this may have just been the original plan until David Montgomery really showed out. I think fans are going to see more Mike Davis than they would like to see in the early couple weeks. In not necessarily taking Tariq Cohen snaps from him, but taking, like, splitting more with Montgomery. Like, that'd be the same role.
Take the pressure off the rookie, yeah, is what you're saying?
Yeah, like, I would think it would be, you'd put Cordarrelle Patterson into this a little bit too and be like the two playing your early down back role would be Montgomery and Davis, where your kind of gadget guys would be Cohen and Patterson, and you can use them obviously interchangeably, whatever they want to do. But if they end up running as a result of not having Trey Burton more two back sets, I would think it'd be one of Montgomery and Davis, one of Cohen and Patterson. I would think that'd be the way it would go based on, you know, whoever's in at the moment.
I'm no football savant, and the only plays I drew up when I was a little kid is, hey, go to the tree and make a left, and, you know, I'll try and hit you or something like that. But something tells me that Tariq Cohen will be on the field a lot split out wide, like in a four-receiver set, and take advantage of him maybe being on a slower linebacker. You know, so again, Mr. Gadget, of which that's what I call Matt Nagy, Mr. Gadget or the mad scientist, he will devise plays and take advantage of all the weapons that he has. And even though the offense was behind the defense, obviously, last season because the defense was so good, I think in year two of the Matt Nagy regime, you're going to see a lot more of this offense this season.
312-644-6767. Barry is in Nashville, and Barry's on the score.
Hey, guys. Hey, yeah, so keep it on the offense and then the kicking. I agree. This year has to be a change for Mitch. He's got to grow one more time, be a little more accurate. But the thing that really bugged me about last year into the season and this year starting the season was you've got a top two defense in the league. So that means you're going to be in almost every game and rarely, if at all, get blown out. So that puts more emphasis, I think, on a great punter, keeping it in deep in the other end zone, and a field goal kicker. You can't afford, if you're going to be down by a point or two, to have a guy that's suspect. So I'm a little miffed at the fact that they took the kicking too lightly. Normally you wouldn't say that, but
what did you want them to do?
Well, I wanted them to see what kickers were available.
Well, the kickers that were available ended up, like, I know Steven Gostkowski was the biggest name on the market. He ended up re-signing. Robbie Gould got franchised, so he couldn't go anywhere anyway.
Right, but last year, I guess my point too was last year in the middle of the year, you could see that Parkey didn't have it, and it just they went along with that, taking the chance.
All right, Barry, I appreciate. I just don't want to rehash everything from last year again. We've already done it how many times for the kicker position, where it's like Yeah, they realized they didn't handle it well.
Hey, they invested, again, we talk about investing in Adam Shaheen. They invested even more so, I think, in Cody Parkey.
Yeah, and, they did.
And listen, you know, after that terrible game where he hit the goalpost four times, which right. I still, you'll never see that again. You will never see that again no. in the game. Anyway, after that, he did have some better games than unfortunately had the double doink, and then, you know, he went on the Today Show, and that was history at that point. But there was nothing else they could do at that stage of last season.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, we had to kind of mess with things because of Ryan Pace and figuring out when he was going to speak. We're going to take a timeout, come back. We'll talk to our guy who gave us the stream out there, Mark Grody.
And he won't be on the balcony.
No, he maybe.
Oh, he will
maybe
be on
if
the balcony?
We maybe if we ask him to be on the balcony, he can.
I've already confirmed he will be on the balcony.
He'll be on the balcony.
Ooh, can he stand at the end? At the end of it, just throw his hands in the air and say, "I didn't kill my wife," like something like give us a fugitive line from out there or something. So we'll talk to Mark.
Just lift the samples.
I mean, they did that with the kicker, at least. So that's something. They switched something up there. All right, we'll talk to Grody next. He's David Schuster. I'm Rick Camp. This is The Score.
Bears.
Danny Parkins here from the McNeil and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6. The regular season is finally here. Game 1, Bears and Packers. Let's go. It's the oldest rivalry in football. The first real football since Cody Parkey's infamous miss. I'm sorry for bringing it up. Can the Bears start the season with a win over Aaron Rodgers and rookie head coach Matt LaFleur? We're covering it all right up to game time, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wendy's. Crazy about bacon? Then you got to get to Wendy's because nobody does bacon like Wendy's. Penn State 79, Idaho 7, Maryland 79, Howard nothing. Do we really need those scores? Idaho got more than $1.4 million to travel cross country to Penn State. Howard got $350,000 to travel 7 miles to Maryland. The results were identical. The players got beaten up. The school cashed a check. This has to stop. And please don't bring up Appalachian State, Michigan in 2007, or the occasional upset usually involving a down Power 5 school and a very good FCF school. Here's a simple rules change. If you play in FCF school, you can't play in the college football playoff or in your sixth bowl. FCF's teams can still play some FBS schools, just not power schools. Time to give the kids a break. I'm John Feinstein.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, sleepy. Mm.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
Well, I guess we should buy it then. Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
This Labor Day, shop small appliances from HomeDepot.com to get your kitchen ready for fall. Because those lunches won't make themselves. find everything from programmable slow cookers to pop-up toasters. And with free delivery, plus easy in-store returns on brands like KitchenAid and Hamilton Beach, get appliances so smart, they'll practically make meals for you. Save up to 25% on small appliances online at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. U.S. only. Offer valid through September 8th. Limitations apply.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go.
Get 5-Hour Energy at your local Circle K.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones, 4 lines for just $25 per line per month. I smashed up the car and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes, it's completely smashed. But 4 free phones.
Switch to Boost and get 4 lines for just $25 per line per month. 4 free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
Hey, sleepy. Mm.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
I actually got a quote from you, Jason. You say, you can't read about Javi. You got to watch him.
I mean, it's like playing with a superhero because he's trying to win at everything. You got to see the game on the field that he's playing, man. He plays the game within the game so well. Like yesterday, bloop hit.
That read that he got.
That read he got, he just kept running. And the guy threw the ball in. Like, he ran before the guy threw the ball. The guy's throwing the ball in, and Javi's on it for the third base. Like,
I've seen him do that now enough times to go that it's not luck. This is a guy who gets it. And to see the outfielder throw to second while Javi's pretty much standing on third was like, you have not read your scouting report.
Right.
Because that guy seems to do that all the time.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bears.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Welcome back. I'm Rick Camp alongside David Schuster. We're here with you until Cubs pregame at 12:45. And right now, you heard the drop. That means you know who's on the line. And we're going to go out to the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. It's our guy, Score Bears beat writer and also sideline reporter for WBBM, 780 AM and 105.9 FM. It's Mark Grody, and you follow him at Mark Grody Sports. Mark, how you doing?
Doing well, guys. Hope you guys are well, too. Happy Labor Day today. And, just got a chance, one of the rare opportunities to talk to the general manager of the Chicago Bears, Ryan Pace. And I know that we carried it live on The Score. I don't know about you guys, but I thought the most interesting parts of the conversation today centered around tight ends for the Bears, and specifically Trey Burton and a mild groin strain, and moreover, apparently not related to any previous injury, specifically the hernia surgery that he had had, obviously dealing with the groin. So this a new injury, a mild one, one that they're calling day-to-day. The hope is that he will be able to play. The impression that I got is if it stays where it is, that he will be able to play Thursday against the Packers, but any slight complication or setback and he's not going to play on Thursday. And then the other part, too, was just, you know, Ryan Pace glowing about Adam Shaheen, the former second-round pick. And I guess if you're the GM, that's what you do about one of your guys. But he really feels like he is in position to have a big season, Adam Shaheen. I don't know if you guys agree. I don't know if the listeners will agree. But the tight ends seem to be the theme of this press conference.
Well, he could have a big season, Mark. I mean, even if Burton does play, you know, Shaheen, listen, they play a lot of two tight end sets. And Shaheen, being a second-round pick just a couple of years ago, was always, you know, with them in mind, you know, being a big target, literally a big target, in the red zone. So maybe he does have that big season upcoming for him. I think what also came through also was he was glowingly talking about his quarterback, as you would hope he would, that Mitch Trubisky, and he thinks that he's in, you know, a really good place going into the season. I think he extolled his training camp. Well, we didn't see anything of him other than the three handoffs to Montgomery, of which I still don't understand, but whatever. So I think, you know, he's talking up his quarterback. What do you expect from the quarterback, especially after you haven't seen him literally during the preseason other than those three handoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait, man. I mean, I'm tired of attempting to evaluate a guy that we just haven't seen enough of. And I've seen every single snap that he's taken in Bourbon A. But as I've said before on the record, on the radio, if you'd like, you can stricken everything from the record that we have said or anybody else has said, because we just don't know. We don't, like, during the Bourbon A portion, it's complete advantage defense because the offense is running all sorts of stuff that they might not run during the regular season. Meantime, it becomes very predictable and everything is very simplified for the defensive side of the ball, which is already elite, as we know. So it's really difficult to evaluate much real. I mean, we're going to do our best during Bourbon A and during whatever the preseason consists of, but a lot of it is just impossible because the actual stuff, the actual plays that will be run, we are not privy to, and it's all backstage. So I cannot wait to see what it actually looks like. What do I expect out of Mitchell Trubisky? I like to use two words for him that I think he has to be. I think that he has to be very good. I don't think that you have to say, well, Trubisky has to be an elite quarterback to justify his existence or where he was drafted number two overall. I don't think that. I don't think you have to put him top five. I just think that he has to have a very good year. All indications are that when we do ask questions about what is going on backstage, as I like to say, that he has advanced to that 200 level, that they have seen enough. That is Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, Mark Helfrich, the offensive coordinator, Dave Ragone, the quarterback's coach, that they have seen enough to honestly say, yes, our quarterback looks like a different guy. One very telling thing that Matt Nagy shared with us yesterday was that, you know, this year he is completing Matt Nagy's sentences. When he calls out a play, Mitchell Trubisky knows exactly where to be, exactly what the formation is, and admitted that he did not know that last year, that he was not able to do such things last year. So if you're looking for specific areas of growth, just full knowledge of the offense, setting up protections with the offensive line, making calls at the line of scrimmage, identifying not just the open guy, but the guy who's going to get you the most yards while he is open. And at times, Trubisky struggled with those things. So I expect him to be very good this year.
And with that said, I brought up the idea earlier. Do you think he's going to have the autonomy in terms of, like, I brought up this scenario, they catch whatever defense they're playing with a really bad matchup that they just want to essentially keep exploiting until they can't anymore? Would he have the autonomy to throw them in to hurry up and just essentially keep the same personnel on the field so they could continue to exploit whatever matchup it is?
I don't know if he'll have that much autonomy, but he definitely will have some. I mean, Nagy has said over and over that that autonomy, that individuality in the offense is built into it. So the more Trubisky is able to absorb, the more knowledge that he has and has proven to his bosses, yeah, he will be given more of that autonomy. Last year, like I said, he was still learning it. This is phase two. I think that eventually, that, you know, if Trubisky shows that he can be very good in the offense and that he can open things up and you see more of what this offense is supposed to be, I think that autonomy will come with it. And there are definitely parts of it that are built into this offense always.
Hey, Mark, earlier this morning we threw out, you know, I think I've done this in the past with you, who our five most important players are, and obviously health has a lot to do with it too, but the five most important players on the Bears roster for the Bears to be successful. And we did basically, or at least I did, Mitch Trubisky, the quarterback's always number one. I'm going to take the quarterback of the defense. That's Khalil Mack, number two. I'm going to have Trey Burton, number three, because without him last season, I think that was a big deciding factor of them not going further than they did. The kicker is number five, and then number four, we're sort of up in the air. We said Eddie Jackson, because he was also missing at the end of the season, so he was important. Who are your five most important players this season going into the season?
Man, I mean, like, I could probably come up with a
15
bunch of
or 20
packs,
yeah,
of guys.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I would just add to your list one name for sure, the guy who, I don't know if he gets overlooked, but I think that Khalil Mack makes everybody overlook sometimes in the defense, but Akeem Hicks. I mean, I think Akeem Hicks, I mean, he was a Pro Bowler last year. I think that, you know, it'd probably be his goal to actually be an All-Pro this year, which he did not receive amongst the guys that did last year for the Bears. So he's incredibly important to the team. I can't wait to see how Ha-Ha Clinton Dix looks when it's full speed ahead for this team, because, you know, he's a guy that did not have a good year last year. He's got something to prove not only to this current team, but for whomever decides to sign him after this year. So I think that's an incredibly important part. I think another guy that you didn't mention is Roquan Smith. I expect that he's going to have a breakout year based on some of what I saw in Bourbonnais. And even if you'd like that first preseason game where Chuck Pagano dials up a blitz, Roquan Smith blitzes and he sacks the quarterback. So, I mean, I can't wait to see what he's like. Like, the one thing that's really stood out with Roquan Smith is like seeing his in-game speed and keeping up with guys like Tariq Cohen down the sideline a couple of times. I saw him keep up with Mike Davis, another running back for the Bears, and even you're not going to see him lined up on too many wide receivers, but for whatever it's worth, he was running with Taylor Gabriel at one point in time too, and he's one of the fastest men in the NFL. So that's going to be fun to watch as well. But yeah, I mean, it's every one of those defensive guys vitally important. And then, you know, as far as the offense, you know, we talk a lot about Mitchell Trubisky, but you have to expect that all those ball catchers that they signed or drafted last year, that they have to take it to the next level, that Allen Robinson has to take it to the next level. You mentioned Trey Burton. He's got to. Anthony Miller, man, this has to be a big year for Anthony Miller, another second-round pick and a guy I feel like they were pushing in the preseason before he got injured. So, you know, Taylor Gabriel, all these guys have to jump to the next level. It's not just Trubisky.
Speaking with our guy Mark Grody here on The Score at Mark Grody Sports on Twitter. Yeah, it's funny you mention Anthony Miller because, and maybe it is just purely because of the injury, but does it seem a little odd to you of how much he was getting pumped up last year while he was scoring? You know, he was able to get into the end zone. But now, and really ever since the injury, they've really kind of backpedaled a little bit on that. And after you hear all of the praise for a guy like Adam Shaheen that hasn't, you know, really proven anything, it seems a little odd that they've kind of backpedaled on Miller a little bit.
Well, I think I think they're really disappointed in that ankle injury that he had. Not that he did anything wrong. An injury is an injury, and the guy is in great shape. But like I said, this was a guy who they were setting higher expectations for. The word from Mark Helfrich is that this is a guy who has matured from last year. He also, you know, kind of admitted, you know, or it came out through Matt Nagy that he did not have a full breadth of the playbook last year, and that he needs to, Miller admitted that he needs to know everything where to be, and he feels like he does know that this year. Another thing about Miller, too, is aside from the ankle injury from which he has recovered, he had the shoulder injury last year that dogged him a lot. And he said that it did affect him and his ability to make certain types of catches. So That all said, I think that it all lines up in terms of his actual, you know, studying skills that have now apparently been perfected, that he knows the whole offense, that he is completely healthy, assuming that the ankle is totally and completely okay, that he is primed to have a big year, and he's expected to have, and he did. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it can't be that he did, for whatever it's worth, he did lead the team in touchdown catches with 7 last year, but there were too many times where you just didn't hear from Anthony Miller until he'd catch a pass, and you're like, oh, where's Anthony Miller been for the last couple of quarters, that he just wasn't quite in sync at some times last year with Trubisky.
Hey, Mark, going back to that last preseason game, and thankfully I've forgotten it already, but what I do remember was when they introduced, and I'm sure you noticed this too, when they introduced the players before the game, they introduced the starters, not for that game, they introduced the starters, what I thought was for the regular season, and David Montgomery was introduced. So Kerner and I went up to him after the game and said, should we read anything into it? Of course I did. And he said, no. And he wouldn't even look us in the eye and answer the question. But, you know, Montgomery was introduced. I think Tariq Cohen was also introduced. Are they going to be on the field at the same time?
I mean, it's very possible. And you never, like Tariq Cohen to me, he's almost like what Trey Burton is expected to be, a guy that basically lines up anywhere and can do anything. We saw how much damage Tariq Cohen did in the receiving game last year. We know what he can do at times as a running back. I think that David Montgomery will be your traditional starting running back for this year. He'll be your, you know, and this is kind of like old school running back terminology, but he'll be your load back. You know, the guy, if there is a guy that takes the most carries out of the backfield, I think that David Montgomery is the guy that is built to do it. He does have good hands. The sample size is not huge, even if his work at Iowa State in terms of being a receiver, but that's something since day one of OTAs that I noticed, that most of the plays that were going to David Montgomery were screen passes. They were passes in the middle of the field. They were outlet passes. They were bailout passes, whatever kind of passes, because they know he can run. They know what he can do as far as that's concerned. And yeah, man, he'll be your starting running back. And he, you know, look, they protected him exactly just about the same way they protected all the starters. Once he had that the game where he had the touchdown, he had, I believe, what was a 25-to-30-yard catch and run play, and then that was it for him. They got him out of there. And one very telling thing as it pertains specifically to David Montgomery is that Matt Nagy said, we have to protect David Montgomery from himself, as in we got to get him out of there because this is a guy who goes full force 100%, not afraid to bang into people, and we're not going to risk a guy who, you know, read between the lines, is going to be our starting running back, our load running back.
It took us to 11:36 to get a full force from you on a Bears report? Come on, man.
Sorry about that. I'm a little bit off my game. It's a holiday, Rick. You know?
Oh, believe me, I know. I feel like we've been in, I don't even know how long we've been in this studio. I had problems counting earlier. But one thing Ryan Pace brought up to Ryan Pace is cap space moving forward after the Cody Whitehair extension. Pace sounded, maybe it's just a front, you know, whatever it ends up being, sounds very confident in the fact that with, you know, looming extensions for at least Eddie Jackson and, you know, sure, Trubisky in a, you know, whenever that's going to end up being too, are they really in that good of a spot with the cap to where Ryan Pace can sound extremely comfortable about them being able to sign whoever they need to?
Well, they've had enough guys who have agreed to restructure their contracts, like starting with Khalil Mack. Kyle Long did it, recently reported that Charles Leno did it as well. So there's a whole lot of different parts that have contributed to possibly making more cap space. And yeah, they're extremely cognizant of things like Eddie Jackson and potentially Mitchell Trubisky. So I actually, yeah, Rick, I do think that they're in good shape cap space wise. And that's what happens when you're a winning team. And some guys have already got, like, you know, we know Khalil Mack's a made man in terms of his money. He's going to get every penny of it. It's just a matter of when he gets it and how big the individual paychecks are for right now. So, yeah, I do. There's so much cooperation with this team. And we don't even know. I mean, there may have been other guys that have restructured as well that we don't even know about, or that there will be other guys that are to be announced in that regard. So, yeah, the Bears have put themselves in good shape. And, you know, this entire franchise completely changed, you know, just about a year ago. Was it yesterday, I think, was the anniversary of the Khalil Mack signing. And that changed everything in terms of exactly how they looked at the, you know, this particular window. And they know it's must win because we know how fast and how quickly windows can shut in the National Football League.
Mark, thank you so much for making the time for us and giving us the ability to stream the Ryan Pace presser there. And look forward to hearing your reports as we finally get to game one.
All right, guys, I'll probably turn on the radio, what, later on? You guys will still be talking? Is that the way it works?
Yeah. Schuster's going to go
on all day.
Yeah, Schuster's going to go to the park. He's going to do play-by-play for Pat. Maybe I'll take Zach's job for the day.
I'm coming back in for Grob's thing later.
Yeah. Is this like a radiothon? Is there a donation line for you guys?
Listen,
like,
I'll give you my address. You can donate anytime you want.
Yeah, and I've got Venmo, so we're good there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, PayPal. I prefer PayPal. See you guys later.
See you, Grody.
Boy, Rick, you can tell the difference of our ages. I say I'm going to give you my address, and you got a Venmo.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know what Venmo is.
Yeah,
I'll give you my Venmo also. The bottom of the hour, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Your Western Conference champion Wolves will open the season Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Well, we got a lot on the table with everything that happened with the Bears. Been very football-centric, you know, since we were filling in for Mully and Haw earlier. We were Cubs-centric there. So, you know, whatever you want to get to at 312-644-6767, 670-11 on the text line. There's a lot of Bears stuff out there with Trey Burton and what Ryan Pace had to say. The Yu Darvish and Javi Baez is out there for the Cubs as well.
Ben Zobrist
is back.
Drinking less, winning more.
No, that's enough. You're not letting him through if he calls, please. So we want your thoughts on the Bears or the Cubs. We're getting to that. We'll talk with Bruce Levine in about 20 minutes or so. He's David Schuster. I'm Rick Camp, and this is The Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9. The regular season is finally here. Game 1, Bears against the Packers, the oldest rivalry in football. The first real football since Cody Park. Do we have to mention him? Can the Bears start the season with a win over Aaron Rodgers and rookie head coach Matt LaFleur? We're covering it all right up to game time. And be here Friday morning live at 5 as we recap all the action on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This Labor Day, you can turn your Pinterest board into a reality with furniture and home decor from HomeDepot.com. Now you can get everything you've always dreamed of, from charming couches to chic coffee tables. And with perks like free delivery and easy in-store returns, your home will look even better than your Pinterest board. Save up to 40% on furniture online at HomeDepot.com. More saving, more kinds of doing. U.S. only. Offer valid through September 8th. Limitations apply.
You know how you miss your summer vacation as soon as it ends? Well, that's how you're going to feel if you miss the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because like a summer vacation, the great offers from Ford, America's best-selling brand, are coming to an end. And if you miss it, you'll miss out on all the great times you can have in an awesome Ford vehicle and the incredible savings. So don't. It's the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer through September 3rd. America's best-selling brand based on 2018 calendar year sales.
Hey, sleepy.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Music trivia. Compact discs were first released in 1982. Billions have been sold, but by 2010, the number of audio CDs being sold had dropped by about 50%. What was the first commercial album available on CD? Billy Joel hit number one on the album charts with his sixth studio album, 52nd Street. It was his first number one album, and it even won a Grammy for Album of the Year. More interestingly, the album was the first commercial album to be released on compact disc.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. Why does it, in your opinion, feel like so many in your profession are so guarded? Like the aura of secrecy in the NFL doesn't really allow coaches to show a human side. We're not asking for the game plan, but just a little normalcy.
Yeah, it comes down to trust. I mean, let's face it. You guys are sitting here doing your job. You're very passionate about your job and how you do it, and you want to be great at it. And I just think that for me, regardless of my experience and lack of experience at this position, you know, last year being my first year, I just respect everybody as people, and I understand that, you know, you're trying to be the best you can be, so why not be honest with you? And are there some things that we have to be guarded in what we say without giving an advantage to other teams? Of course, but I just respect what people do.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free. For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase.
Unlimited?
Unlimited?
Unlimited!
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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
If you love soccer, you need to check out the latest soccer podcast on radio.com. The First 11, featuring Mr. Soccer Bill McDermott. Listen weekly as Bill interviews guests and covers topics from MLS expansion.
We have had some very real support and some real enthusiasm.
To European and Champions Leagues, The First 11, sponsored by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, and famous among friends. Download and subscribe today on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to 670 The Score. I'm Rick Camp alongside David Schuster. We are in hour five of this extravaganza that we're doing this Labor Day morning, hoping that you're enjoying a day off and maybe heading out to the Cubs game or have us on the way. Keep the radio call of the game on while at the game. I was actually at Guaranteed Rate Field this past week because I had a week off, so I was trying to get to do a few different things. More people that are still at the park listening to the radio than I thought, which is awesome because that's like one of the things that's more considered an older time thing that I'm with. I like that. I've gone to a couple games like by myself where I've done that a few times. Yeah. Probably a couple times where I've done that.
Yeah. I used to do that when I was a kid. Nowadays, listen, I'm almost at every game. No, I don't listen to the radio. No. Well, I sometimes I'm in the booth with Pat and Ron, so I listen to them, obviously.
Yeah.
Or I'm down on the field and I got the headset on, so I'm listening there. But as far as sitting in the press box, no. I don't do that anymore.
It's probably got to be much like I haven't been out to cover many events. So for me, I imagine some of the press box conversations.
A
can't be aired.
That's correct.
And B can be just as interesting, if not in certain games, more so than the game itself.
Well, Bruce and I talk about this all the time. Sometimes I sit in with him and do Inside the Clubhouse or anything else. And we're going to have him on, by the way, in about 10 or 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. Bruce and I basically do a talk show during the game, we're constantly evaluating or nitpicking or whatever kind of adjectives you want to use to sort of keep ourselves occupied during the game. So, yeah, we are having our own little talk show during the game.
So when it's basketball season or hockey season, does that do you switch co-hosts at that point?
Well, I sit next to Grobstein at hockey games, and no.
No? No.
God knows what the conversation for those are. Right. Basketball, I'm usually pretty busy doing something else. Yeah. But yeah, baseball is the sport that there's a lot of time in between pitches, innings, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where Pat and Ron, just they excel, because it's not just the play-by-play, it's the repartee. Hey, that rhymed. The repartee between the two that goes on, and there's nobody better than Pat Hughes. Nobody better than carrying that tune.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the descriptions. The descriptions are definitely on point. But that's just something I've always found interesting as someone that hasn't covered a ton of events myself, just being more stuck in one cube or another, whether it's this booth or on the other side of the glass, like at most.
There's
times.
A whole other world out there, Rick.
I could only hope so for the sake of the world, more than what happens in the walls of the Score studios. Well, we've been talking about a lot so far, and I think it's time, before we get to Bruce at noon, to get back to the Cubs a little bit. And there's been news today of, you know, whether it's something or not, Yu Darvish not wanting to speak about his injury today. Javi Baez is out of the lineup, and Joe Maddon said pregame he will not be in the lineup tomorrow either, which makes sense. You have the two-game series at home against the Mariners, and then you have a day off before the four games in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and Addison Russell will play shortstop, obviously, the next couple of days, and that's one of the many reasons that they brought him up when they did, because in case Baez ever went down or needed, you know, some time off, you know, Addison Russell really is the only other guy on the roster. They had David Bodie play a little bit of shortstop, but he's not a shortstop.
No.
Ben Zobrist played shortstop a lot earlier in his career, but not at this stage of his career. You want him out there. So Addison Russell obviously was the obvious person to fill in if needed, and here he is. He's needed now. But yes, Baez jammed his thumb. I don't think they think it's serious. We talked to Baez a little bit ourselves before or after the game, I should say, yesterday, and he didn't make it appear serious, but I'm sure it's probably swollen and sore as of right now. So, you know, the discretion being the better part of valor, today, tomorrow off, Wednesday the off day, and then by the time Thursday comes around, the beginning of a four-game set up in Milwaukee, you want him as 100% as close to possible. So that's the thinking there. As far as Darvish, they told us yesterday, even when they scratched him, that there was the thinking was that he would make his next start, that this was not considered a serious injury. Now, when you talk about the forearm, that's really pretty close to the elbow, you know, and that scares you for Tommy John. He's already had Tommy John once.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fact that he didn't want to talk about it himself, I can't tell you why that's the case. But the Cubs reiterated that they expect him to make his next start, and they don't think it's a serious injury.
Okay.
So we'll just have to wait and see, like with everything else.
I don't know.
It does make you do a
It definitely doesn't feel good.
And the timing is certainly not good.
Yeah, the timing is horrible. I mean, for Baez to get those couple days off, I mean, it's an interleague series against a team that's been really bad since, what was it, like the first 3 weeks or month or so, they were actually playing really well.
Yeah.
People thought they might have been something. And then the rest of the season happened and the Mariners are just awful. So if there was ever a time for that to happen, I guess this would be it. But when you're down 3 in the division and only up 2.5 on the second wild card, there's not much wiggle room anymore. And there's no more early. There's no more, you know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. For the rest of the season, this is the Theo Epstein October starts in March. Well, it's at least here in September.
Yeah, you better step on the gas. And the last couple of days were not a good harbinger of going forward, because obviously they did nothing, not only against Milwaukee's starting pitchers, but Milwaukee's, you know, Achilles heel has been their bullpen this season. Now, I'm taking Hader out of that equation, because Hader, when he's on, like he was the last couple of days,
fantastic.
You can't touch him. He looks like Randy Johnson, a little bit smaller version of Randy Johnson. Mm-hmm. He comes sidearm, but he comes three quarters with that herky jerky motion from the left hand side. He's throwing mid to upper 90s.
Yeah.
You know, left handed hitters have no chance against him. Anyway, but the rest of their bullpen has not been good all season yet. Those relief pitchers for Milwaukee the last couple of days handcuffed the Cubs. Here's something that I was thinking about. I'll ask your opinion on this also. Mm-hmm. The pitcher, it was Davies on Saturday. They lifted him, and he was throwing a shutout for what it's worth. He lifted him with two outs in the fifth inning. That means, as a starting pitcher, you cannot get the win.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these guys criticize Council or the organization. If you're a starting pitcher, and I know wins are not as, quote-unquote, as important as maybe once upon a time they were.
Sure.
But you can't tell me that's not important to the individual pitcher. He got pulled. He doesn't get the win. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Gonzalez got pulled after, what was it, three innings? It was after three innings. So, it was a shutout for what it's worth. I mean, Milwaukee's done this a lot this season, and maybe even going back last year. If you're a starting, let's say, a free agent pitcher, are you going to really want to go to Milwaukee going forward, knowing that your manager might pull you in the fourth or third inning when you have a chance to get a victory, when you're throwing a shutout already?
See, I think it's as much just about how we knew going into the year that their starting pitching wasn't good.
Right.
They haven't really had a whole lot of success, so I think if it was, even if it's a guy that's having a good day, if it was just a starter that they trusted more, I feel like they've shown at least a little bit that they're willing. Now, they use their bullpen a ton. There's no two ways about it.
And they've run it into the ground.
Right, exactly. They definitely did that last year, and there's been a hangover effect for it this year. I don't think there's no two ways about it, but I think that's probably fair. Maybe for like a top-end dude, I could see. Now, like, was it Garrett Cole's the guy this summer? If it was Garrett Cole, I'm sure they would let him go as long as he wants. But, and to me, actually, just real quick before we get to Bruce, is the Justin Verlander thing, the throwing a no-hitter, his third of his career. We talk about bullpens and how long you should, you know, third time through the order and all that, what pitchers should see. There's still no better trump card than the ace, than a real ace. Justin Verlander being able to go out there and just shut everybody down. You know he can throw 110, 120 pitches, no problem. And just being able to throw him out there and just say go, that's the best thing. Why manage the bullpen on a given day if you don't necessarily have to?
The two best things that have happened to Justin Verlander are being traded to Houston and Kate Upton.
Yeah. Good on him for that one. I don't want to stew on that too much. It'll just make me mad. All right, let's take a timeout, come back. We'll hit hour six of the program, and we'll talk with Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine. He's at Wrigley. He's got all the latest. We'll talk to him next on the Score.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The NFL kicks off its season here in Chicago. Thursday night, all eyes will be on the lakefront as the Bears and Packers clash at Soldier Field. And Ford presents the Score's coverage leading up to game time.
The Bears have won it! 24-17 over the Green Bay Packers.
So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. On Radio.com Sports Station. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the built Ford Tough F-150. The official truck of the Chicago Bears.
You know how you miss your summer vacation as soon as it ends? Well, that's how you're going to feel if you miss the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because like a summer vacation, the great offers from Ford, America's best-selling brand, are coming to an end. And if you miss it, you'll miss out on all the great times you can have in an awesome Ford vehicle and the incredible savings. So don't. It's the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer through September 3rd. America's best-selling brand based on 2018 calendar year sales.
Hey, sleepy. Mm.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
Well, I guess we should buy it then.
Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does building a better bank look like?
It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.